So, I know this guy. Well, he's my boss. Well, no, he's technically the boss's boss or something. He's a boss at my place. He's nice, you know, polite. Tall. Really, really dark hair. He has quite a beard now. I remember when he started and he was growing that beard. But it kind of ages him in a really manly way. When he kind of ended up working at my place more, I ended up working around him quite a bit in the beginning. I noticed things like how his shirt strained on his shoulders. His ass when he bent over. Oh, and the smell of his aftershave. Oh, God. That was so nice. It's weird if he was near me and then moved away. If there was nobody else around, I'd move to where he was stood. Like, as if I could stand in his body heat. Just to inhale that smell. We didn't really talk in the beginning, you know, he was just doing his job. He first really started speaking to me when he noticed that I had tattoos. He was obviously a tattoo guy, like, big. So he asked, and we chatted, and we kind of got on really well. At first it was just like small talk, like, you know, TV shows, tattoos, piercings, that sort of thing. And then, I don't know. I think just one day he said something to me about, God, I don't even know what. And something twigged in me. Like, all of a sudden, his dynamic changed and the Dom vibe just rolled off him. It was like a switch that had been flicked. And this Dom vibe just, well, it froze me, and I just looked at him and thought, oh my God, how did I not know this before? Personally, I kind of prefer a daddy dom, like a real, somebody who'll look after me, somebody who'll put up with me and, you know, keep me on track when I'm feeling a bit bratty. I like the nurturing kind of dom. But don't get me wrong, I do like to submit to men who really kind of, you know, in it. this guy, this boss, he's definitely not a daddy dumb. He's something else. He's so powerful and strong and I don't know. I wonder if he knows what I am. I wonder if he can sense it like I can. Because suddenly he just stopped talking to me. He got really aloof. All I wanted was just that look, like, you know, just the look that would mean nothing to anybody else, but just that look in his eye down at me that says, you know, that look. I wonder if he noticed the way I'd look up at him, the way I asked him with my eyes to just reach out a finger and touch my cheek and tell me to get on my knees. We had this meeting. It was everybody. We were all crammed in this big room. Tiny chairs, there wasn't enough, people stood up. And it was him who was talking, and I was sat right at the front. His cock was kind of about eye level for me. That was fun. He walked really slowly, but with purpose, like a slow pace, but really defining himself and his steps. As his leg stepped forward, I could see the outline of his cock through his pants. Oh. The whole time through that meeting, I was wondering what he looked like naked. I wondered how muscular those thighs were, how strong his shoulders would look. I was literally sat there in a room filled with middle-aged women and him and me in a chair, and all I could think about was him tying me to that chair, doing that slow stride, but towards me. Buttoning his shirt slowly, allowing me to feast my eyes on him. I imagined that as he got to me, he would have something, a blindfold or nipple clamps or a ball gag. Yeah, a ball gag. And he'd slip it in my mouth. Would he test out my mouth with his cock first? Mm. Maybe he would. Maybe he would make me close my eyes. Maybe he'd surprise me. I wouldn't know whether it would be the ball or the tip of his cock that would slip through my lips first. God. Still sat in that room with other people while I was thinking this. I was thinking of I was thinking of him stripping me naked. Exposing me. Looking down on me. Telling me to bend over the chair. Telling me that he's seen the way I look at him. That it's inappropriate. And that, well, people might see. Telling me that I need punishing. Telling me that he knows that I wanted him to fuck me. And so he'll give me what I want. I imagined my knees on the seat of the chair and my elbows resting on the back. I imagine the feeling of his hand on the small of my back and something cold, cold and hard, not small but not huge and slick. He would be rubbing it between my ass cheeks. Trying to find that little spot. I imagine the hand on my back is gripping. Fingers digging in my flesh. As that little butt plug finds my arsehole. Oh, I can imagine him pushing gently. And firmly. Feeling my ass give way. Letting him in with his toes. He'd control it going in, holding it, even as my body wants to take it from him and just pull it in fast. Oh. Body takes it from him. Ooh. I think it's metal. A glass, maybe. And the plug settles. Settles neatly in its place. Ooh, God, I feel really full. Oh, violated. He says he wants me to suck his cock. that he knew I wanted to from the first time. All right, Matt. He gets me off the chair and onto the floor. He's got my chin in his hand while he unzips himself. I reach a hand down to touch my clit, but he sees me and he tells me no, don't. Do not touch yourself. Place your hands on your thighs. Where I can see them, don't move them. Oh, fuck. I know he's serious. I can see it in his eyes and I can feel it in his voice. Oh. God, he doesn't need to dominate me. He doesn't need... need to show me his boss. Oh God, my submission is his. I want to submit to him. I don't want to fight it. Oh, I imagine him really slowly teasing me, reaching his hand into his pants and pulling his cock out where he's just unzipped himself. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it's long and thick and veiny. Oh, my mouth is watering. Just imagining... imagining it before me. His hand on my chin still. He leads me onto him. Like a good girl. I open my mouth wide. I imagine him just dipping his cock down to my throat as far as it'll go. I'm withdrawing before I can take my lips around it. I'm meant to be sucking his cock. And yet he's teasing me. Oh, I could worship that cock all day. I think my panties were wet already in the meeting before I even started thinking that. But once my mind started to drift, God, I was soaking. I tried to focus on what he was saying, but honestly, when he kept just stopping in front of me to talk to the rest of the room, I couldn't bring my eyes up his body to look at his face. Not when he was presenting me with that. imagined. I imagine him throat fucking me with a fistful of my hair. I imagine him making me drool. And when my hand's not allowed to leave my thighs, the drool will be my between my tits, down my navel. Oh, my eyes would be streaming. This is thick cock kept hitting my throat. Oh, fuck. Oh. I imagined how his pre-cum would taste. My mind. I went. It went to thinking about how he would take me. What would he do? Is he the type of dom that would tie me up and just fuck me? Would he restrict my contact with him? Would I just be a hole for him to fuck? Would his cock be plowing in and out of me? Would his hips be crashing on mine? And all the while, the only thing I have to touch him with is my gaze, my pleading eyes. Oh, begging him, please, just want to touch your chest, please. Is that how he'd do it? Would he blindfold me? Would he bend me over? Would he grab my wrists and pull my hands behind my back as he forced his cock in me from behind? Oh. 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 I tried to imagine how it would feel. His cock pushing, probing and forcing its way into my pussy with my ass still filled with that butt plug. Oh, how full would I feel? Would he bend me over? And grab my hair? Would he dig his nails into my hips? Would he scratch me back to back? Oh. How would he do it? Oh God, I want to know. Oh. I need to know. I need to know how he'd fuck me. Oh. Would he? Would he make me lie down? Would he stand over me and just touch himself. Would he force me to watch him? Would he force me to lay their mouth open and just wait for my present? Would he be so cruel as to not fuck me? Would he do that to me? Would he make me beg him? I can beg him. Sir, please. I have longed to give you myself so long. Please, sir. Allow me to receive your cup. So please, I need to be filled. Please. Please. I will do everything you ask. Just please. Please part my lips. Please press. Press your cock against my lips. Slide me in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, please. I beg of you. I beg of you to take me. Take my submission. Take all that I offer you. Please take me. Please. Please, please. So, your ripped fingers. You're ripping my clothes so hard that you will make me go. So, please. Please allow me to come on you. Please. I would never ask another thing again. Please. Please, sir, please. I'm desperate. Please. I'm getting so close. Oh. Please. Yes. Slide your cock in, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it's so big. Oh, God, it's so big. So the teasing is too much. I need to come. Please. Please. Do I have your permission to come on your cock? Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, sir.
Don't stop fucking me. Don't stop. Fuck. Sir, please. Please come with me. Please come with me as I come. I'm gonna come.